already well into the festive season, or certainly the early part of the festive season. You might be planning a holiday or a getaway, or just generally speaking, thinking about life in general and preparedness. But, you know, this time of year often is when things go awry. It's Murphy's Law. Yeah, we don't want it to be a problem for you, and that's why Jackie Main from PSG Insure is with us in the house. Good morning, Jackie. Nice to see you.
Good morning to you. It's so nice to be here.
And, you know, insurance is one of those things that's kind of a grudge purchase. But if you don't have insurance, you wish that you did when things go wrong, because that's what happens with life. However, if you are well insured, well, lucky you. But there are always things to bear in mind because, well, things change. And this is why it's important for us to have this conversation this morning, Jackie, because you've got a checklist of bits and pieces that I think almost everyone needs to pay attention to make sure that this season everything is covered and protected.
Absolutely. So accidents are on the up and up. You know, traffic is big at this time of year. People are going away on holiday. They've got more money. It's just a time where criminals are also on their best game.
It tends to be also a time when most folk are relaxing because it's holiday, so we don't have to take necessarily the same precautions that we do through the length of the working week and the working year. No, everyone's on holiday. All the criminals on holidays were in our minds, but of course they're exactly the opposite.
Yes, people let their guards down, they're relaxing, and exactly that. The criminals are on full force at this time of year, sadly.
Yeah. So there are things that one can do to make sure that in the event of an unforeseen circumstance, you're covered.
Yes, I think, so what I'd like to really just highlight today is things to do so you don't invalidate your insurance cover in any way while you are relaxing with family and friends.
Great. Well, let's just go through it.
Sure. So I think just some basic checks, you know, before you hit the road, the roads are busy. So you've added extra roof racks, you've got tow bars, all these luggage carriers now because you're on holiday. I think just double check. Don't assume that these are automatically included in the value of your vehicle. Please phone your insurer, your broker, and get these items insured.
And is it expensive to insure things like trailers and roof racks?
So these items themselves are expensive, but the additional premium to add those onto the vehicle, it's not a lot of money. It's really not a lot, and they're not covered in the retail value of your vehicle. So please add these on.
Good advice.
And then the obvious things. Please make sure your vehicle is roadworthy. Not an unroadworthy vehicle can invalidate cover at the time of a claim. So simple example, your tires are smooth, you skid on a wet road, you hit into the vehicle in front of you. Your insurer is probably going to walk away from that claim if it can be shown that the wet road and the smooth tires combined caused that accident.
There are other roadworthy features as well, not just tires. Tires are the obvious ones, but there are a whole range of, so it's worthwhile just having your car checked.
Absolutely.
For your safety as well as
for your family and everybody in the car with you, the moral obligation, do this. But I am just coming on from that gnarly, what is the insurance company looking out for?
And generally speaking, who can blame them? There's so much fraud and general, you know, South Africans tend to try and get away with all sorts of things. And let's face it, we do. But an insurance company is well aware of that.
You said that.
I can. So there it is. Play the game, folks. Be that guy.
Another real handy feature is most of the insurance companies or brokers offer some kind of road assistance benefit on a policy. So have that handy. If it's an app you can download, do that on your cell phone. Otherwise, have the number handy. So if you have a breakdown, you can call that number. One of the great benefits is there, you don't get your car towed by unauthorized tow truck drivers, because these guys are unscrupulous. They'll take your vehicle off to some yard, and then there are massive release fees to get it back. So if you're using the roadside assistance that's authorized by the insurers, then you know your vehicle's going to be towed by an authorized tow truck company.
And generally those policies give you a sticker to put on the windscreen. It's clearly displayed, no towing by an unauthorized.
And so if you don't have it, get that before you go on holiday.
Very important.
Yeah.
Hugely important, in fact.
Absolutely. If you're leaving the country, going cross-border, please get the necessary letters. If you're going to Mozam, some insurance companies not giving cover there at the moment.
I believe it's still quite, it depends which border post you're going through.
Yes, and where in Mozam. So just engage with the insurance. Well, you would need to anyway, because you need a cross-border letter. Yeah. So they will let you know whether or not they're giving cover in Mozam.
I think the border post from the North Coast is still fine. It's the one from Joburg that Olifant's hooked up on. That's the problem.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
I think it's inconsistent.
Would your insurance cover you if you're across the border? Is that it?
So you do. It's important to buy third-party cover at the border post.
Ah.
So you need to just let your insurance company know you're going across. They'll give you a letter stating that your vehicle is insured, but you must buy the third-party cover for that country at the border.
Good point.
So, yeah. And then if your vehicle theft, hijack cover, if that is subject to tracking, and, you know, recently now the insurance companies have required multiple tracking units on certain vehicles. Please make sure these are working. Test it with a service provider. Don't go off on holiday without checking your tracking unit, please.
If your tracking unit is disabled during
you will invalidate your theft and hijack cover.
Wow.
So if the theft and hijack cover on your vehicle is subject to this clause, if that's a requirement, sometimes it could just be for an excess. You know, you have it because you don't want to pay a theft or hijack excess. But in recent months, it's become a requirement on vehicles.
And I ask that question because sometimes tracking devices, particularly if they've been in a vehicle for a while, on malfunctioning, and if you're not aware of that,
and the insurers will put that straight back onto the policyholder. The responsibility rests with you to test it and to make sure it's working.
So it's a very simple call to the tracking company to say, "Can you please blip my tracker and make sure it's working?" There you go.
Yeah, and check if you have car hire on your policy. Nothing could ruin your holiday more than your vehicle sitting in a panel beater and you don't have transport. So it's not an automatic inclusion on some policies. Some you have to pay additional. So now would be a good time to get the car hire added to your policy if you don't have it.
Good point.
And then I'm surprised I have to say this. Please do not drink and drive.
Mind you, the festive season, it's very, very difficult because you're in a festive mood. You've got lots of friends and family, and they're like, just have one. And I can't. And it's very, very tight now. I think if you have one drink, you're over the limit.
Yeah. And the insurers will walk away from your claim. So if you are in an accident and you cause it, you're going to have third-party claims to pay as well.
And technically, although you are not drunk because you can handle your liquor, one drink and that puts you in the frame. So best advice, don't drink. Inhale.
Yes.
That's the way.
Most policies offer a certain number of pickups or home James services. So check on your policy if you have that.
You mean the policy will pay for it?
Yes, they'll give you up to 6 a year within a 50-kilometer radius. So different covers, different policies, and with different companies. But double check that. I use Allman this time of year.
Really? Well, good advice. Marvelous advice, in fact.
Yeah.
So listen up, there's more coming.
And then also traveling with valuable items. Please take an all-risk cover. You know, your insurance policy will cover these items in your home. It's not an automatic that golf clubs, cameras, cell phones are covered out and about.
Is that a fact? I thought once it was covered no matter where it goes.
It's a home contents policy, so it's very much premises bound.
So why would you take insurance on your golf clubs if they're not covered when you go and play?
It's expensive. So some more advanced policies will give you a blanket all-risk cover policy.
Okay.
So you take out a blanket cover. So today it can be this pair of earrings, these golf clubs. Tomorrow it could be that watch and this tennis racket. So you're not limited to items that are actually specified. It's just a blanket cover.
So that's interesting. So you might have specified items and you think they're insured.
Once a year.
But it's only if it's stolen from your house, not if you get mugged or...
If it's specified under the all-risk section, then it's worldwide cover.
Okay.
Yeah.
So check it again.
Yeah. And then don't leave it unattended in a vehicle in full view. That could be an exclusion on a policy. And remote jamming is on the increase, always in the festive. And the insurance companies generally do not pay remote jamming claims. If they do, it's a limited value And it's often subject to things like there being CCTV footage of the incident. So don't assume that a remote jamming incident is covered. It's generally not.
Wow. So good advice, before you leave your vehicle, I mean walk away from your vehicle,
yes,
even though you have, you know, if you've activated the clicker or whatever, just check the door, physically check it, make sure that it is in fact locked. Then, yeah, you've done what you can.
And the remote jamming always over the festive. I mean, the guys are out in full force now because they know the vehicles are full of nice goodies.
Oh, lovely, lovely to know. happy Christmas, folks. Blessed, peaceful, peace on earth. What's next?
And then just if you're leaving home, make sure that your alarm battery has sufficient time and power to survive a power outage. So if the theft burglary cover is subject to an alarm warranty, it is your responsibility as the homeowner to make sure. The insurance company is not going to say, oh, sorry, your battery drained flat, we'll pay your claim. They won't.
But there is a period in even the most, you know, functional battery will run down.
Yes, eventually, yes.
So do they give you that?
No.
No?
No.
So,
no.
Okay, all right.
So they really don't. And given, okay, we haven't had load shedding for a while, but given the state of our parastatals and the load shedding situation...
Yeah. Did you hear the news this morning? Oh, joy, oh, jollity. They reckon it's coming back in January.
You see now.
Yeah.
So we used to, replace alarm batteries once every 6 years? Mm. I mean, you have to replace it every year now when load shedding was a thing. So if you need to get extra batteries, bigger batteries, but the point is, as a homeowner, it's your responsibility to make sure that. So the alarm warranty states that when your home is not occupied.
Okay.
The insurance is not insuring you. They don't worry about you. They're just insuring your stuff.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that's good advice again. And maybe chat to your alarm company if you're monitored. And if your battery does run down, maybe they can do something.
Someone to come and check. A lot of alarms, you can test it remotely from your cell phone. You know, the technology, you can arm it and test it. So it is your responsibility to make sure it's in working order. And having a battery puts it in working order, basically.
And if your battery does run out while you're having a lovely holiday somewhere, get hold of your security company, let them send a guard. Might cost you R2.50, but you know,
make
you're covered.
Plan. Yeah.
Always
make a plan.
Forewarned, forearmed.
And then just all the obvious things. Trim your trees, clear your gutters, do all of those
things. Of which, have you seen the trees in Veleto being trimmed to the nth degree? It drives me flipping mad.
Oh, no.
Is that why they're doing it? For security?
Possibly for the rainy season now.
I mean, it's the worst time of year to trim your trees. Oh, and all the birds are nesting.
And it looks terrible.
Do it in the... Oh, yeah, but be safe.
I
be
didn't
protected.
Say that.
Be protected. Do the right thing. Yeah.
And if your home... A lot of people at this time of year, even if you're not an Airbnb person, but they will rent their home out because they're going away, please let your insurance company know. Don't assume that your cover... Because this is a domestic insurance policy. You know, there might not be cover for items if your guests, paying guests, break them, etc. So, or it could invalidate cover. So just pick up the phone, tell them, listen, I've rented my house out for 3 weeks. This is the deal. Find out what the requirements are.
Okay. And will an insurance company then cover it for short-term
rental?
Irregular. Because, I mean, if you're running a business, that's one thing.
Yes.
It's a completely different story. But if you're doing this occasionally, a lot of people have a sort of December gig to raise.
Some people do holiday swaps.
Yeah.
And so more and more, they are starting to. I think the best advice is to engage with them. Tell them this is what you're going to do. They might have a limitation on certain covers, at least you know.
Yeah.
But don't just go on holiday and assume.
Wow. Good advice. We're wrapped.
We're done. To say, have a lovely, happy holiday and stay safe.
Yeah. Well, listen, with good advice like that, you know that you are, peace of mind is really, you know, there was a lovely motoring ad that used to say, peace of mind is part of the deal. Well, with PSG Insure, with Jackie and her team, peace of mind, that is priceless. So if you need some advice, if you need to check your insurance, if you are not particularly happy that you are in the right hands, maybe a call to PSG Wealth and Insure in Belita. They're in the office park at Simbiti. Very easy to find. Lovely people. They do good coffee as well.
We do.
You'll be in good hands, folks. And Jackie, may you have a very blessed festive season. And we hope that we will connect in the new year without any major incident having taken place.
We'll see you on the other side.
I look forward to it greatly. Jackie Main from PSG Wealth and Insure Bolito and the Morning Show.